And I have here on the line Andrew Miltenberg. He is an attorney who represents a number of male students who claim to have been wrongly accused on campus assaults and have had no due process on campus. Welcome to the David Webb Show, Andrew.
Thank you for having me this morning, Carrie.
Now, your name came to me when I read about this case, specifically when it came to Keith Mumphrey. This is an awful situation. This was a young man who was well on his way to a lucrative career in the NFL after graduating from Michigan State, and all of a sudden his life starts spiraling out of control when a sexual assault allegation that the school previously cleared him of came back to haunt him repeatedly. Tell me about this.
That is exactly right, and this is really beyond a cautionary tale. It really is nothing short of tragic. You have this young man who overcame tremendous challenges and odds growing up in the very deep rural South, makes his way out of the town, one of the first people to do so, gets recruited by a number of schools, ends up becoming a football star at Michigan State, ends up going on to have 2 good years for the Houston Texans. And the school, unbeknownst to him, reopens a complaint against him and in absentia finds him responsible for something that he had previously been cleared on and something for which the local police declined to prosecute. And from that moment forward, his life is completely, the bottom has fallen out.
Now, why did the local police decline to prosecute him of this alleged sexual assault?
Well, you know, before we even go to that, let me make it clear that there was no alleged rape or sexual assault. The allegation was that she had been exploited sexually by him. And the story goes that it was pro day, which is when these players try out for the NFL combine at their school. And this young lady had come on to Mr. Mumphrey. And ultimately, he had declined to have a sexual intercourse with her because he wanted and insisted on using a condom. She became very distressed and disturbed and near violent. He left the area and sought help. And it was that led her to say, he humiliated me and traumatized me.
I see.
So you have a situation in which saying no and wanting to use and be responsible sexually got him in a lot of trouble. And the police investigated it. They checked with witnesses. They checked text messages that were contemporaneous. They took a DNA swab, and they found nothing to investigate. And then on top of it, she became absent from the law enforcement investigation. And then the school investigated it, and two investigators went through the entire scenario again, and he was found not responsible and that there was no basis for the claim against him.
So he goes on to begin his football career, and then he gets called back again?
That's correct. Well, he doesn't get called back again. This is, and I think the interesting thing here is that everything we've described up till now happened before the Larry Nassar debacle became public at Michigan State. Around the same time as that disaster was unfolding for Michigan State, the school decided to reopen the investigation into Mr. Mumphrey. Now, Mr. Mumphrey at this point isn't hard to find. He's playing wide receiver and kick returner for the Houston Texans. The school sends the notification regarding the reopened investigation to his old college email address. He doesn't respond. They make no other attempt to locate him, and they then find him responsible without him ever having participated. He then gets invited as a returning alumni and NFL player to a golf outing at the school. And he's at the golf outing, and someone comes up to him and said, "You're not allowed to be here. You've been expelled."
Wow. He found out that way?
That's how he found out, and it was shocking. And then the Detroit Free Press and then the Houston Chronicle ran a story essentially saying, how did the Texans not know about this before they drafted him? And the next day, after that story appeared, the general manager's general GM for the team called him in and said, "Look, we like you, but in this current climate, we can't have any tolerance for this." And they cut him. And so, since that time, he's been unable to get a tryout, and he's now back in this small town in Georgia where he grew up.